Okay, we're going to learn about something new and fascinating. I'm really looking forward to this hour. Dr. Carolyn Dean and Bob Neverett join us together now to talk about something called RNA drops. And this is going to be, I think, most illuminating. Let me first welcome back Dr. Carolyn Dean, who's been a guest on this program, probably going back further than we'd both like to remember. Hello, Carolyn. Welcome back.
Hello, Jeff. Good to be here. Yes, I can't even remember. I don't keep dates. There is no time, Jeff.
It was 2007. I remember.
2007? No. That's not too long ago.
I think it was more like 1997. It's we go way back. And Bob, go ahead, Carolyn.
I was going to say, I was remembering today, I've been at this game for about 33 years.
That's right.
So and you have too. How long have you been on the radio?
Since 1927. I remember. They had all those tubes then. It was very interesting. All right, Bob, since you're so shy and afraid to speak up, tell us more about yourself.
Well, I've been involved in television agencies since I was a kid. Do you ever see the show Downton Abbey?
What is it called?
Downton Abbey.
No, I missed it. I'm not a TV fan, but tell us more.
Was involved with a family that were butlers for an oligarchic family going back 300 years. Charles Dickens wrote about them, and you can look it up in some of his stories. His journalism, the family was named Dobb. And I grew up in a close environment near Paris, and after World War II was brought into the post-world government intelligence agency, the gang that would have set up the League of Nations, but then everything gets screwed up in World War II. So these oligarchs have been around a long time. The popular name for them is the Priory of Sion, and that's not what they really call themselves, but they let that myth go around. So I grew up that environment, was involved in intelligence as a gopher for many decades, and then I rose up in it, and I became a leadership position, and then I disbanded the group in 1990, and I'm waiting for something to justify that, and ION is that. ION completed the whole process.
Wow, very interesting. All right, Carolyn, you've seen, as have I, many, many things appear on the Internet, and before the Internet, of course, that promise wonderful things for health. And we have to be very careful about the Food and Death Administration and their games, because they do love to target things, especially things that work. That's one of their big fears, and that's what they're charged to do, and that's to take down and dismantle effective alternative and otherwise non-scheduled technologies. We'll just call it that. So tell us, if you would, how you came across RNA drops and what we can expect from them. And the site is very interesting. If you click on either Carolyn or Bob's name, she'll go right to the same basic page, and it does talk all about RNA drops. I'm all ears.
Well, it's a big story, and it's a long story, but back in 2004-5, I was traveling to a couple of meetings in Europe, the Codex Alimentarius meetings. They're meetings that were trying to restrict the use of supplements, and it's a dietary and supplement law. And what I noticed there is they're trying to get everything under a drug umbrella, I guess you'd say.
Well, they were trying to turn, like, vitamin C, anything over 100 milligrams, into a pharmaceutical, which would require a doctor's prescription. Simple.
Correct. So I saw that they were interested in the patent process. They wanted everything patented, and not specifically setting out to do this, but through Bob's contacts in intelligence, he was working with people who were doing channeling and readings like the Evergreens, and he'll tell you more about this ION association that we have, where we got information about these RNA drops. So what we, Bob and I, have been doing as well over the past 35 years is using something called the D-cell. And when we became connected with this ION source, we asked about the D-cell? Could we make it a gang? Could we create it? And out of that association, we came up with the formula for something called the I-cell. It's a published patent right now. The claims on the I-cell are that it will change the manner in which the human body assimilates nutrition. It'll modify the body's means of replicating healthy cells. It has unlimited potential for enhancement of living matter, on and on and on. And we've got several interlocking patents. So what we're doing here is working with something that actually goes back to the Bible, Jeff. The recipe is found in various places in the Bible. So, as I said, I've been at this for 33 years. I know it's very difficult for people to make the lifestyle changes that I tend to advise.
Yes.
And
they don't want to, they not only do they not want to give up their habituated routines, but in many ways they can't because what they're eating is addictive, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Like MSG, just for a quick example. I mean, it's you cannot just walk away from this stuff.
Chemtrails, all these things. I mean, what we want to be able to do is eat those things and the body digest them or detox them or work with them. And bizarre as it sounds, and even though I have a medical degree and a naturopathic degree, and it sounds very strange what I'm talking about, we've been working with this source and with these drops for several years now. And with the patent in place and hundreds and hundreds of testimonials, Bob and I are here to talk about the importance of our work and the importance of RNA drops.
I can't wait to get some to try myself. This is one of those things. You mentioned it's a recipe that goes all the way back to biblical times. Bob, tell me more about that.
Well, we got the FDA lurking around, and if start really getting successful, they're going to come in and try to interrupt. So ION has said publicly that when they ask us what's going on with this, why aren't you reporting what you're doing to the FDA, we're going to say, we never reported to you because we aren't selling anything. Now, what's that? That's supposed to be a joke. And what it's based on is that the vehicle for ION, we call him JW, he got a lab to analyze this, professional, high-quality lab, and they couldn't find anything in it. Now, maybe Carol could say properly scientifically. How do you say what they discovered, Carol, when you say they didn't see anything?
They couldn't see anything unusual, anything that wasn't sort of a
common,
simple, biological chemicals, because it is made from food. The patent will show people its base is barley, and the patent outlines exactly how we create this, and Bob can tell it better that this type of process and these eye cells that we've created, it's a new life form that we see under the microscope. It has been found throughout the ages, but it's never been consistent. It's been sort of a surprise. Like when they find it, it was like a shoe bread in the Bible where it was only used by the priests and by the hierarchy so that, they kept it contained. They wouldn't let it out to the public. But
Let me say this. So ION says that the manna that fell on Moses' tribe, that was the eye cell. And since it comes out of grains and that, tribes would make bread and accidentally trigger it and have it in their bread. And then they'd enjoy whatever effect was from it, but they didn't understand it. They just keep trying to make bread and hope it was good bread. But no one's been able to make it so you can manufacture it and reproduce it and distribute it and keep it consistent.
Stabilized.
The D-cell was close to that, but the D-cell was made in a little kitchen. And I just wanted to say this, the only other person I know of who knows about the D-cell that's in this circuit is Drumbelow Melchizedek. You know him, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. He's one that you can always check with him if you want to find out about the D-cell because he got interested in trying to do something with the maker of it, Jodun Sloan.
Now, so you've said... But you've said several times ION, the term ION.
What is ION?
We need that defined, if you would, please.
Okay, so just let me finish the point that So what we say also, if the FDA says, what are the ingredients, we say Ezekiel 1:22, chapter 1, verse 22, where it talks about the terrible crystal. Now, Ions interpreted this, that the terrible crystal will be seen in the firmament by people, and the little man will think it's a horrible thing, and those that aren't little or are on their ascension process, they will be overjoyed by it. So we like to think that what we're making is what the terrible crystal, what indicated by the terrible crystal. Now, this is what Ion says. What is Ion? Ion is originally said it was, imagine a dodecahedron, and on every angle in the dodecahedron, there's 5,000 entities. So if you add up all the little angles within a dodecahedron, you get zillions of entities. That's what Ion said the first week it was. Then later, it pointed out that JW was not a medium, but was a large, which is partially a joke, but also accurate in terms of what we understood later. Turned out that Ion was not a bunch of entities, it was the guff itself. And the guff is a term in the Hebrew religion that refers to the heaven that the souls go to. So Ion is saying that it is the structure of heaven, or the guff, and that right now in our time, in this timing, the guff is emptying. So that's a whole process that you can read about and hear about on our site at howionic.com.
Okay.
One more thing to add to it. That's 2 years ago. We've developed it. We had Ion on the radio. We've done all kinds of things. Ion plays in the computer world. It can affect fundings on the market. It's altered Wall Street. The point is, I'm now saying that Ion is electricity squared. We don't know what electricity is. Electricity is everywhere. It's sort of like spirit, and yet it's electricity that's aware of itself. So I'm purposely going from that simple definition of entities to this complex thing of electricity squared, because the more we involve with Ion, that's how incredible it gets.
All right, we have to take a break, running a little late. Electricity squared, I still don't know who or what Ion is, and I'm going to find out when we come back. Hold on, back in a minute. Okay, we're back. RNA drops. Now, click on Carolyn and or Bob's name, and you go right to the page, and you'll be able to hear a lot of folks talking about what this ancient, we'll call it a formulation, or a substance, or an essence. Is that better? It's an essence.
Well, it is. It's a food. It's a living food product, and with each batch, there's a new generation, and we're at the 70th generation right now, 70. So every couple of weeks, a new generation is grown. And so that means, say, someone is on a weekly auto ship, then each month they're actually getting
an evolved product.
Exactly.
I see. All right.
It's different. The texture is different over the past 2 years. It's completely different from 2 years ago.
All right. Carolyn?
Yes.
Who or what is Ion?
I met this gentleman several years ago. Bob will fill in dates because I don't know time. And we'll call him JW. And over the years of knowing him, just, you know, kind of faintly, he started to tell Bob about seeing entities in his room and being able to walk into other worlds. And this is a very rich man who really didn't have much association with that sort of thing, so it was surprising. All the while, Bob had been telling him about some work he'd been doing with channeled entities like the Evergreens, who used to work with defense departments, etc., giving information. So when the Evergreens stopped channeling, a couple of years later, Bob was talking to JW about going through walls, and all of a sudden they decided, well, let's see if the Evergreens are coming through JW's mouth.
That was my idea. JW thought I was a nut. I said it's not, because one of the ghosts that showed up to JW was Dr. Peter Beter. You remember him, Jeff, friend?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I knew Dr. Beter. He passed on in 1987.
Yeah, he left a lot of very interesting material behind. Yeah.
Yeah, go to his website, or peterbeter.com. Anyways, he shows up one night in March 2009, and JW calls me the next day and says, do you know a Dr. Peter Beter? And I said, yes. And I said, he passed on. He said, well, he came to me last night and said, say hi to Bob. So I said, well, I have talked to the you know, transition Dr. Beter through the evergreens. So maybe these ghosts are the evergreens around you. So I had this preposterous notion that the evergreens were coming back. And I didn't tell Michael Blake Reed, the guy who channeled him, but the next day I said, JW, let's just be quiet with Carolyn for 30 seconds and let's see if I can talk to the ghost. And what happened, his voice within 30 seconds started to speak. And pretty quickly, the topics and the range of information was nothing I'd ever heard from JW. So this went on for 2 hours, and halfway through...
In other words, Bob, excuse me, JW's voice is speaking, but someone is using it.
Yes. Someone's
borrowing JW. Okay.
He's the vehicle. So about 25 minutes into it, I had talked to Marsh McLuhan, who I worked with when he was alive, and some other people, Frank Zappa. I worked with these people, and I published interviews with them after they came through the evergreens. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, if this is really good, I'm going to try talking to Marsh McLuhan. So I said, I'd like to locate Marsh McLuhan. And before I could finish the sentence, the voice said something very personal about his daughter that only I knew because I worked with his daughter, and I was impressed with that immediate knowing. So the whole thing proceeded for another 2 hours, and when we finished, JW comes out of what I call an altered state, and he says, let's do that again. And I said, why? And he said, it felt like a constant orgasm. And here it is, 3 years later, 6,000 hours I've had, Jeff, with this source. I didn't have to pay a cent.
And did you notice, Bob, that Jeff has done 6,000 hours of radio?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what it is? Media. You know what it is now? We just recalculated. What? That's an older commercial. It's 10,000.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's amazing. That's a lot of hours. So,
yeah,
Bob's been talking to Ion. As we said, well, me mostly, I wanted to make it about science and creating something amazing because, like we mentioned earlier, Jeff, the people, they require something. We don't like to use the word need because that makes people feel less than, but people seem to require something. And Ion talks about the three steps, the 3-2-1. Bob, can you go into that?
Well, you have the law of attraction that came through the Abrahams, 1-2-3. Well, Ion says there are no laws in the universe, and you don't want to go on the principle of the law of attraction. That actually gets you in a rabbit hole. So Ion came up with the unlawful degree of magnetism, which is 3-2-1-ing it, and it's reversed. And you don't wait for something. You realize it's already there, and you've realized it. That process is the one aspect. The other aspect of the 1-2-3 becoming 3-2-1 is Ion says you learn about Ion's information, you get used to it, you start to maybe accept it, and then phase two is to eat something that Ion provides, and phase three is you decide how much feeling good you want to experience.
So the eating something is the RNA drops, which we will eventually make into something like the shoe bread. And deciding how much you want, I mean, this is where the testimonials come in, Jeff. There are 2 hours on that on the website where people can click on our names, and that's the RNAfreemini.com. And people can get a free mini bottle of the RNA drops to try them out.
How do you use it?
Good point. We have people on the testimonials who say with one drop a day, they started feeling changes.
Huh.
So we tell people just start taking one or two drops once or twice a day.
For a week.
For a week. And then you start increasing one drop at a time. The dosage we have on our labeling is that 10 to 15 drops twice a day.
But that's after a month.
Yes. You work up to that. So it's under the tongue. It's not like homeopathy where you have to wait to eat or drink. You can take it before or after meals. You can take it any time.
Because it's food.
Because it's food, right. But it's that powerful that Ion told women who asked if they could take it if they were pregnant not to take it. If you're pregnant and you're already on the drops, then just continue at the dose you're on, but don't start it when you're pregnant. And we say that children don't require it. They're so close to stores or close to non-physical that they really don't require it.
So the life force, the life energy in children is still very much present. So we're not...
Correct.
It almost sounds like... We have to take a break, but it almost sounds like HGH as given to you from the other dimension or an other dimension. In other words, it's a formula that came from higher beings.
Yes, we believe that.
Is that correct?
Yes, but see, we are the higher being, Jeff. The what Ion is so aware of is not wanting to be the god or a cult or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It was all about like translating the whole Revelation chapter and showing us that we are the God that the Bible is talking about.
Well, I'll tell you, we have to break here, but if we are, we have lost our way in too many cases.
That's why we take the RNA drop.
All right, very good. Be right back. All right, we're talking about RNA drops. RNA drops. This is a very interesting and unusual kind of thing. So what we can say at this point is that the basic formulation, it's food,
yes,
was handed across, so to speak. And you are overseeing its creation, and
yes,
it is something that the FDA has nothing to say about. Been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. It almost sounds like, and I'd like you to give me some examples of exactly what people are saying. There's so many testimonials on the site, but it almost sounds like a cosmic form of HGH.
Human growth hormone?
Yeah, it intensifies the life force, as it were.
Works right at the cellular level. What really intrigued me was when Ion started talking about it, we called it RNA drops because he said it brings new information to our RNA, mm-hmm, which affects our DNA through chromosome 14 to create perfect cells that should be containing our 144,000 double helices instead of 46 strands, should be 144,000. Now, this business about chromosome 14, when Ion said that, of course, I quickly looked up chromosome 14. It's one of the only chromosomes that has a ring and a cross possibility in the way it's formed.
Mm-hmm.
And Ion said when it's in its cross form, it's not bound up in a ring. When it's opened up in a cross, well, that's where our Christianity comes in. But as the cross, it's able to keep on replicating. When it goes into the looped circular form, it stops production. So it's opening up to our God self. So there's so many synchronicities in this. And when I said earlier about the Book of Revelation, we did 65 hours with Ion on the Book of Revelation talking about exactly how we are to come into our power. And you know, that's the message that I really like about this whole process, that is it comes with telling us that we are powerful enough to create our own reality. And as I said earlier, Ion says we're the God and we have to take responsibility for our reality, which is another thing that a lot of humans aren't willing to do. Because if you're responsible for creating the bliss in your life, like people are feeling on the RNA drops, then you're also responsible for the conflict in your life.
Are you kidding? No one's this is not the age of accountability. Forget it.
Yeah, listen to this, Jeff. Ion says to us every other day, how many people did you raise from the dead today, Bob? How many mm-hmm. people did you raise from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
Ion says we're going to get to the point where we command the sea and the water and the waves, and we can eat Jupiter. You know, the visual landscape you see around us is so puny compared to what's not visible. And coming into our power is accessing the non-visual senses and those realms, the proprioceptive, the tactile, the acoustic. That's in sensory terms. There's also non-physical. So another definition of what Ion is, it first told us that it was non-physical. And it said non-physical is what everybody has and what you go to when you transition. And everybody, Hitler to anybody, experiences bliss in the guff while they're
non-physical. Bob, let me tell you.
I want to finish this point here.
Yeah, all right.
So that non-physical cannot create. When you are dead, you're in bliss, but you can't create. You come forth to the physical, which creates a realm of contrast that you can create. And that's mm-hmm. the better place to be. Stay here, use your non-physical and your physical. But mm-hmm. here's the new thing. Ion has come forth to talk in the media and to create. And non-physical never could create, but we have such a weird thing with computers that the inside is flipping into the outside, and the outside is flipping into the inside, and we have the astral plane right here speaking to us. That's the deeper metaphysical thing in answering what you're asking about what is ion.
All right. Ion is on the same shelf as RNA drops, or is ion far above looking down and saying, this is my gift to you?
Ion is in your mouth, Jeff. Ion says the deepest thing, the most powerful thing in human beings is their mouth and their words. So actually, everything you see is not real. What you can't see is real. And the intermediary function is your voice. So the physical, the only thing that's really real is your mouth. That's where non-physical is.
I've been telling people that for years.
Well, you're ahead of your time. You're one of our John the Baptist prophets then, Jeff.
Didn't his head end up on the wrong plate?
Yeah. It's still available. It says over in the top Kapi Museum in Istanbul or something. Tourists can see it.
Is it really?
That's what Ian said. I never went over there myself, but he said
it's a little macabre, isn't it? A little strange.
Big pardon?
It's a little macabre.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Ion says, listen to this, Jeff. Ion says there's 250,000 vampires in L.A. alone.
250,000 vampires in L.A.
Yes. And Ion says that every death is suicide. So every death that Pol Pot supposedly killed in Cambodia in 79 was a suicide. These are the kind of outrageous statements Ion makes.
Wait a minute. That's pretty outrageous. He's obviously doing that for... He's doing that for a reason. Did he like Ayn Rand or something?
No.
He's trying to wake people up.
Them up. He says they're not asleep.
Yeah, right.
They're not asleep. He says that you got to remember. Ion is not impressed with anybody.
He's a shock jock.
Yes, he is an astral shock jock.
He's
like
the Howard Stern of psychicness.
All right. I got it. I understand. Okay. Now, when I get my RNA drops... What's going to happen to me?
Okay, yes. The testimonials are just incredible. The one from Akito in Japan is amazing because he's right there in the middle of all the radiation. But with his RNA drops, he and his mom, who used to be a skeptic, you know, they just feel blissed. They feel fine. Physically, they're not even noticing the tremors in the earth. They feel they're eating the radiation.
And the flowers in their home are blossoming way better than the neighbors because Ion says when you exhale, someone who's eating RNA drops exhales, you're changing your immediate environment.
Mm-hmm. And other people, people are sleeping less. They have more energy. They're happier. They're healthier.
Their penises get bigger. They get more orgasms.
This is a family program. Now,
well, that's family.
Arthritic pains go away. The stamina improves. Skin clears up. Especially if people don't approach it with big expectations. Like some people occasionally will phone up our cash flow radio show on Thursdays and say, well, I didn't really feel anything and I was expecting it to do this or that. And and that becomes a problem with some people when the labyrinth of their mind gets
in there. Well, obviously they're getting in the way.
Yeah, they're getting in the way of themselves, but everybody feels something. Even people who say they don't feel anything, if you talk to them for a while...
Well, that's something, isn't it? If they don't feel anything, that's something.
That's something.
But it's
a
physical thing.
You can't lose.
Report what happened to the spinal cord to that guy yesterday, Carolyn.
I don't remember that.
Remember the leaking? The guy had a leaking.
Oh, yeah. Some man called up our radio show yesterday. He had a pilonidal cyst. It's this drainage
at
your tailbone.
It's coccyx, sure.
Yeah. You know, disgusting, smelly thing that he had to put up with years.
Yeah.
And he said he started taking the drops, and all of a sudden he realized, well, I don't have to stuff, you know, Kleenex and stuff down my drawers every day. It's healed over. So I think that went on for the duration he was taking the drops and lasted for a month after he stopped the drops. And then he said, I think it might be coming back. So he's going to go back on the drops. And we've heard that with herpes genitalia. A guy was taking it and his herpes sores went away. And then he ran out of the drops, didn't take it for a while, and he started to feel them come back. So he went back on the drops. So I don't know if long-term treatment is going to, quote-unquote, cure these things, but certainly there's symptomatic relief.
Well, now look, we have, let's be realistic here. We have a world that has fallen into a moral spiritual abyss. It's pretty grim. And we also have the concept of vibrational medicine, vibrational foods. Foods, all everything vibrates at its own level. Now, if this is a food, do we look at it in terms of some kind of a vibrational addition to the body,
think,
to lift it up,
yeah,
to focus it? Is that something that we can talk about?
It's possible. I know one of the testimonials by Ginny, she's a Christian pastor who got into ion and the RNA drops and is just totally blown away by it. She's very articulate about the whole process, and she talks about it being a chemical and vibrational total tune-up on every level of your being. That was a quote from her.
Mm-hmm.
So she talks about it in that way, and I know Ion talks about vibration and has discussed it. What has he said about that, Bob?
He said there's the interplay of frequency, magnetism, duality, and polarity, and conduction. Five parts make up our reality. Ion does not discuss frequency and vibration in the flaky way of everything's a vibration. He gets into the biological, the chemical, the physical, the subatomic, and the importance of the ion. It's very interesting that ion is called ion. They suggested the name to us, but the ionosphere is what's being probed now. Now, what's interesting about this guy, Columbine, the other day? What was he doing in his PhD? He was studying RNA.
It's not Columbine. You mean Aurora.
Yeah, Aurora. And he was looking at RNA, and he thought it caused cancer. And there's several other articles came out a month before about RNA. It's now beginning to be looked at as a factor in the genetic level of disease that people had overlooked. And you can Google RNA. So it's a new thing, but Ion's been on this for 3 years. So we find it nice it's getting validated. But I will say this as a headline. This product is the only product in the world that's not a placebo.
All right, the only product in the world that's not a placebo. That's a pretty big statement. That's like if nothing happens, something happens.
No, something will happen.
Now,
yes, and the other thing that we should mention about the RNA in terms of testimonial, some people find that it's going too fast for them. They're shifting a lot. You know, it could be like a healing crisis in natural medicine.
Mm-hmm.
We have a supplementary product that goes with it called Realign. And Realign has a couple of sulfur amino acids that help the production of all this new protein that's being laid down, all these new perfect cells being generated. And Ion is also telling us to eat a lot of protein when we take the RNA. Some people will gain a few pounds when they start the RNA as their body's holding on to fat, good fats that are necessary to create all these new cells. But at the same time, we have many testimonials, people will lose weight and get to their natural body weight. So it's
very individual.
All right, I got to bring something up here now. You mentioned a sulfur-based product as an adjunct to this. Something like MSM, perhaps. That's a
methionine and taurine.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very good. Now, people, the power of the mind is extraordinary. We know that. How does RNA drops interface with the power of the mind? What does Ion say about that?
Well, he calls it the labyrinth of the mind. We have our physical, non-physical, and the labyrinth of the mind. And it's the labyrinth of the mind that gets in our way, that picks up all the cultural means and mores and makes, you know, hell for us. And if we could drop that, I suppose that's what a lot of the meditation practices are trying to do, get you to stop your monkey brain.
Well, that's depressing it. Ion's all for speaking, thinking, and clearing. Now, you've probably heard of the movie Limitless, right, Jeff?
It's one of the best movies of the year.
Right, so we talked to Ion about that. Ion critiqued that movie. That substance the guy was taking, it was inflaming the person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Ion does, RNA drops do not inflame the mind. They put the mind into a never-mind condition. They relax the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It stops chattering as much. And this is the common thing you get from people. They feel more confident. They don't chatter in their minds as much, but they think clearer when they do think. So it's really good to use the Limitless movie as an example of what RNA drops is not doing. is doing something else. Below, it's working in your gut. Carol's
right.
telling me to calm down.
No, it's all right. You're getting exciting. No, if you become enthused yeah, about something that works, that's okay.
Take some drops, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, take a couple.
So that's the interesting thing when you're talking about the mind, Jeff. This is aside from mind. Ion says it's psychedelic, psychotropic. People start hallucinating because it fools the mind into sort of being distracted and relaxing, and then you can allow yourself to break your rules and start hallucinating. Well, RNA drops are not like that, but that's a beginning point to jump off from to realize that there's something else going on with your body, and the chatter of the mind gets put into third place. And the non-physical and the physical are more resonating in a you know, harmonious frequency.
Okay, all right. Now, you're a medical doctor and a naturopath, Carolyn. And Bob, your experiences in the real world. What can we look at in terms of hard science? There has to be some measurable effect, something with a product like this, even if it works in a broad brush stroke across the populace. All those who take it will apparently respond in ways that they need to respond. It's kind of one size fits all.
Tell me about the blood, Carol.
Well, when several people who've been taking RNA drops, they go for blood tests.
Does this have anything to do with the 250,000 vampires in L.A.?
No.
Close. The technicians will comment, well, your blood seems different than other people's, just the color of it.
What the heck does that mean?
Well, there's something that's making the blood different and stronger, or the blood tests themselves, people will show improvement in their blood, the doctor will say, well, we don't quite know what's going on here. There's something happening. And so we're actually sort of holding back from doing a lot of tests on this because it's such a new substance.
Well, this is an easy one. You got people. And if you can talk people into or pay for them to have a basic blood panel, and then after a month, after 2 months, after 3 months, have another blood test. Be easy to do.
Yes, we've been having people improve their cholesterol levels. One gentleman, he's done a testimonial. He had a major heart attack and lost his heart function. He was at 20% heart function. And after 1 year on the RNA drops, he was back to 100% heart function, and his doctor was just astounded.
Wow.
So, yes, we have a lot of these before.
Can you talk about the RH factor?
No, we can't talk about the RH factor, but we'll tell you that people who go to their dental hygienist, their gum disease is gone. Enamel is starting to build up on their teeth, little splits or cracks in their teeth.
So it's some kind of an antibacterial or immune system adjunct that pushes things, and you start breaking down the bacteria that are working under your gum line? That's what you're saying?
No, it makes your cells new. It makes new cells. Now, many people report that they don't brush their teeth at night. They're taking RNA drops, and they get up in the morning, they don't have that bad mouth when they wake, morning mouth. Their mouth remains fresh. So, yes, it's working on the bacteria in the mouth and has a freshness to it, but you have to realize the basic metaphor Ion said is that you take a Xerox machine with a toner. Now you take the piece of paper that's been copied a million times, it's all blurry. Well, you can say what happens with the RNA drops, you get a new piece of paper. But Ion says it's better. If you think of it this way, the toner has new ink.
You're reloading your toner, I got it.
Yeah. You're reloading your toner, you get a clear copy, and it's a new cell, not improving the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And so your old cells are being removed, and that may create different effects. Yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think what you could say is since all our cells are becoming perfected with 144,000 double helices, then they're working as they should be. Everybody's in perfect health, living for hundreds of years, and not having any problems.
The cells, Ion says they make you don't have any problem with food allergies, you don't have any problem with radiation, and it basically makes your body really strong. So we don't feel any problems with whatever's going to happen with chemtrails.
How long have you been taking this?
We try to eat chemtrails.
All right, okay.
How long have we been taking it, Bob?
How long have you been taking it?
About a year, a few months short of 2 years.
And what is the...
My teeth have got their enamels grown back. That happened to me over the last few weeks.
Carolyn,
I started to notice it.
All right. What's the biggest difference in Bob?
He's got more energy. He sleeps 3 hours now. I have to yell at him to get out of my space because I don't have any time to myself anymore because he doesn't sleep.
He does sound...
He runs to the beach and runs home.
I run to sleep, Jeff. I run to the bed because I don't know where I'm going, but it's exciting, and I'm glad to take a break.
You do sound...
I don't have any fatigue when I go to bed.
Any what?
I'm not tired when I go to bed.
I see. You do sound peripatetic.
Yes, I do a lot of walking. You're right. I'm walking right now.
You're walking right now?
Yeah,
he's pacing.
I'm pacing. I talk.
You're going round and round with your cell phone. I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now folks can get a free trial. That's pretty hard to resist. Tell us more about that.
Right.
What's the program?
It's www.rnafreemini.com. And just follow the directions and get your free bottle. And there are the testimonials there. Just listen to them. Audio is there. You can phone up Matthew. Matthew's the guy at the top of the page. And he's got an incredible story. I mean, this guy was bankrupt, chronic fatigue syndrome. His wife left him. And he found Ion and then found the RNA drops. And now he's the distributor for the whole line. And his life is completely transformed.
Didn't your wife leave you, Bob?
That's what my wife said.
It's an old vaudeville joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been together. How many years, Bob?
45, 46 years.
Wow.
And I've been pacing the whole time, Jeff. Pacing, pacing.
45 years. There ought to be a law against it. There probably will be soon enough.
Most people say I should get a psychiatrist.
Well, you married a doctor.
No, that's what they tell me.
Yeah, they do.
Well, that's pretty cute.
But I want to say, Jeff, I don't have to wear my glasses as much anymore. And the teeth, I like the phrase pearly white. A few weeks ago, I started to notice, after Carolyn said, hey, your teeth are whiter, because I ate a lot of fruit in the 80s and 90s. We found out later from our dentist that you should have been rinsing your mouth when you eat fruit. You know, the acid stays in there and wears away your enamel. Mm-hmm. So mine had worn away, had slightly yellow teeth. Now they're starting to get really white again. But what I like is when I feel and I touch them, when I do that, they're like pearly whites. They feel smooth and pearled. Definitely something's happening to my teeth, and I never felt that happen.
You know what I've always said? Better pearly whites than pearly gates. And do you know Patricia Bragg, don't you? You must.
Oh, yeah, I meet her at all the conferences.
Yeah.
She's quite a character.
Oh, is she? You ought to give her some of this.
Good point. Yeah,
you get an endorsement. Sure she is. You get an endorsement from Patricia. That'll go a long way.
Yeah, good point.
She's still wearing her flowered hats?
Yes. Oh, no. Yeah. I wear my lei and she wears her cowboy hat.
That's funny. All right, now we just have a few seconds left, so tell folks again how to get a free sample of RNA drops.
Yes, please come to www.rnafreemini.com where you can click on Jeff's site on my name or Bob's name and read what Matthew has to say, listen to the testimonials, and decide for yourself. What we say to people is if it strikes you as being a possibility for your life, then grab it. If not, just, you know, keep on going. There's absolutely no way we're trying to push people into this.
Sure.
But I guess we're trying to offer it to people so that they can make a decision on whether or not they want to participate.
Well, it doesn't get any easier than that. So one more time, the website is Bob?
RNA drops me.
No.
You do it, Carol.
RNAfreemini.com.
See?
It's a new one, Jeff. I don't know it.
The woman always saves the day.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you, Bob. Nice to talk to you. And you sound
nice
terrific.
To talk to
you,
Jeff.
You're just an amazing man. Carolyn, thank you for being here again. It's good to talk to you as always.
Thank you, Jeff. You sound wonderful. You really sound great. We'll send you some drops.
Thank you. Thanks, both of you, very much. Okay, take care.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right, good night.
Bye.
Okay, RNA drops. There we go. We'll pause and come back with hour 3 in just a few.